I screamed out, pray for me, pray for me. The Lord has taken me to hell.
Wow.
You're isolated. You're by yourself. You're screaming. The sounds are so loud from all the people screaming and burning. There's maggots crawling all over everybody.
Bill Weiss, it's great to have you on Charisma News. Your book, 23 Minutes in Hell, has been something that has impacted my life for many years. But I want you to give a bit of a summary of what you experienced and why we're coming to you to talk about this.
November 23rd, 1998, I had an experience that changed my life. It was not a near-death experience. It was an out-of-body experience that would be classified as a vision in the Bible. In 2 Corinthians 12:2, Paul was caught up in heaven in a vision. Well, the Lord showed me that I left my body, and I had never had a vision before. I've never gone to dark movies. I've never drank and never taken drugs, but God gave me a vision of hell, and it changed my life. And then so my wife and I have been traveling ever since, sharing what God showed me, that there really is a hell. Jesus talked about it in 46 different verses, and it's far more horrendous than anybody can imagine. But I saw prison cells. I saw a large raging pit of fire. I saw demons tormenting people. The thirst is unimaginable. The heat is way beyond the ability to sustain life.
Wow.
You're isolated. You're by yourself. You're screaming. The sounds are so loud from all the people screaming and burning. There's maggots crawling all over everybody, snakes. I understood I was down deep in the earth. There's different levels of torment and degrees of punishment. And there's demons, like I said, that can torment people. You have no physical strength in your body whatsoever, completely void of strength. You need to sleep. You never get to go to sleep or have even a moment's rest. You're terrified from all this fear and demons and torment, screaming. And it's totally dark. Black darkness. I could only see because the Lord illuminated for me to see for just a few minutes, but then it resumed its normal state of pitch black darkness. And the worst part of hell is the hopelessness.
Yeah.
Isaiah 38:18 says, those who go down to the pit cannot hope for thy truth. And we know Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. They have no hope for him because it's too late. Mm-hmm. And that's why this message is so important, is to wake people up to realize what they're facing if they don't repent and turn to Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. They will end up in hell for all eternity. And it's not temporary. It's eternal. And so it's a serious message, I know, but it's important.
Bill, when you had this experience, were you a believer in Jesus at that time?
Yes, I was a believer for 28 years at that time. I've been a Christian for 53 years. And I had always studied the Word. You know, the Word of God was really center to my life. And I knew whatever I experienced, if it was from God, it had to be in the Word. So I researched it for 7 years, studying every commentary and every great leader of the past and so forth about the topic of hell. And then I composed, you know, in the book over 250 verses that talk about everything I saw is already in the Bible. And the Bible you take, for the most part, literally. It's, you know, what it says, it means. When it's real, says it's fire, it's real literal fire in hell and so forth. So that it's caused me to really study the Word of God in this area, and I've been studying it since.
Could you just talk about how God healed you from that experience so that you could actually talk about it to the place where you can help other people now?
Well, when I came back into my body, I was traveling back with the Lord. I came back into my body. The horrors of hell flooded back in my mind, and I actually began dying. I went into a traumatized state. I started screaming. My screams woke up my wife. I screamed out, pray for me, pray for me. The Lord has taken me to hell. And, you know, John, I would have died in the natural if she wouldn't have prayed and God removed the horror. He left the memory, but he removed the horror. So I had no trauma, no bad dreams, nothing after that. God took care of that for me. But he left that memory so I could go and tell people. Now, I didn't want to tell anybody because I was a conservative person by nature. I had a real estate company. I was making $500,000 a year. I don't need this. And but I felt so compelled to go because I knew this is where people are going if they don't repent. You know, if they could see it for 5 seconds, it would change their life. And so it's really inspired my wife and I to give up our career, walk away from the money. We paid our own way for 7 years. We never took one penny from anybody. There was no book then, traveling to let people know how urgent this decision is. And so I just want to get that into people that this is really a serious decision of a person's life to repent. And so it's caused my wife and I to just continue preaching around the world with this message. So repent, receive Jesus. He is the only way to heaven.